and welcome to my first podcast. This is Mr. Fink, and today we're going to be learning about Geoffrey Chaucer. Geoffrey Chaucer was born in 1343, probably in London, England, sometime during the Hundred Years' War. His father seems to have been pretty well off. He sold wine to bars and taverns. Chaucer's mother was also well off. She inherited 4 shops in London from her uncle. The plague struck England when Chaucer was about 5 years old, but he and his family seem to have survived. When Chaucer was about 14, he left home and became a page in the house of a rich lady, the Count of Ulster. This was pretty normal in the Middle Ages as a way for teenagers to meet other teenagers and be looked after without fighting with their parents. It was kind of like going to boarding school is for us. When he grew up, Chaucer worked in the government, helped out various rich men and kings. For a while, he was in the English army. He traveled to Italy many times on government business, where he met Petrarch and apparently became familiar with Italian poetry and stories. Even though Chaucer had a very busy life working for the king as a customs official and various other jobs, he found time to write a lot of stories too. The first thing he wrote that we know about is the Book of Duchess, which he wrote when he was about 30 years old. But the most famous stories Chaucer wrote are the Canterbury Tales. The idea of the Canterbury Tales is that a group of people are traveling together to Canterbury on a pilgrimage to pray at the shrine of St. Thomas a Becket. In the 1300s, this is a common way for people to travel and improve the state of their soul at the same time. Chaucer begins by telling us, "When April comes with its sweet showers, then people long to go on pilgrimages. These people, as they ride their horses along the road on their pilgrimage, naturally get to talking, and they agree that to pass time, they will each tell a story. There are 24 stories altogether." When Chaucer died, probably in 1400, he was about 57 years old. He was buried in Westminster Abbey.